Blog Talk Radio.
And look, I'm gonna be totally honest with you right now. You can't even get this in nobody's store. They've been trying to clone this for years. And I got some, so rub it all over your arms, legs, head, legs. Matter of fact, all over your body, because you need it. This total blackness. We come in different shades, and yeah, we talk with different accents. This my culture, man, and we set trends with our fashion. From the natural hair or the waves, dreaded up for rockin' braids, short hair with the fade, total blackness. I ain't gonna give y'all no more, man, hey. But y'all can tune in for the rest. Saturday 3 to 5. Whole squad, what's happening? Twitty B. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness. Total blackness.
In the house on this good Saturday for some total
hey.
Blackness.
Hey, that's right. Where we get black, you know what I'm saying? We get blacker than the blackest black on this show. You know what I'm talking about? Trill. You know what I'm
saying? That.
Yeah.
You guys, that was some Carrie Thomas, Spirit Up. And I like that song. I like
yeah.
his song. I've been following him for sometime now with that guitar. He be playing that thing. Shout out to him. And congratulations
on
your
guitar.
New release. Yeah. We got to have
him.
Oh,
he's got a new one.
He's been before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, I got DJ Sergeant Rock with me. And we are excited because Anton is going to be coming in the door shortly. He is at an event, you guys. He is down at Ohio Means Job in Toledo, Ohio, for early voting, you guys. They are having a block party out there. All right? Party, two cities. Toledo, Ohio, and Akron, Ohio are cranking it up today. The VIP block party at the Freedom Block. So shout out to them. And you guys are doing the right thing, getting your voices heard. That's what we need, you know?
Right.
We won't change.
Right.
We got to get out there and let our voices be heard. So you guys get on over there to this event. They got a live DJ in both locations and free food. Food trucks are out there. So you guys get out there and let your voices be heard. Take somebody with you. Don't go by yourself.
That's right. That's right. And remember, mm-hmm. your vote is your power. You know what I'm saying? The power is not in you voting. Your vote is your power. You know what I'm saying? So y'all get out there and, you know what I'm saying, get to the vote. If you haven't registered to vote, to my understanding, they're still doing applications. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can still be eligible to vote. You know what I'm saying? So if you hadn't, you know what I'm saying, done your application, please do your application as quickly as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You guys are running thin on time now. You're running thin on time. I know they're still doing applications for the mail-in voting. I think today is the last day for Alabama, I'm sure. But so everybody going to be checking in and doing all types of things. I think this may be Anton coming in now. Anton, is that
okay.
you?
Yes, it is. I wish I could go live out here at Ohio Means Job in Toledo, Ohio, early voting. We got so many beautiful people out here dancing, marching, getting it in today. I wish y'all could really see this on the radio show today. How everybody doing, though?
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Everybody's
good. Yeah, man. We just glad, you know what I'm saying? We happy, you know what I'm saying, that y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, doing what it takes. You know what I'm saying? To get the people to vote, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's just trill, man. You know what I'm saying? So we want to salute you, Anton, you know what I'm saying, for being
and
on the job. You
out,
know what I'm talking about?
We're giving out free food from JoJo's. We got a lot of literature on these candidates before you go to the polls and the issues you need to know in Ohio. But we have JoJo's, very famous chili dogs and Berta burgers out here giving out food to the people coming out here to vote and to exercise their rights today. We're going live from the Freedom Block also today. We're getting it in.
Okay.
I know that's right. And you guys, we do have the chat rooms open over here. So if you're listening to us via the internet, you can chime in on the chat room. Let us know you're listening. And let us know if you're going to go out there today and vote. And get some of that free food and listen to that live DJ they got cranking off.
Yeah,
man, we excited. For sure. Okay, Anton, everything is on you now. Is it a long line out there? Is it a long line for the voting? How is it looking out there?
It is beautiful out here. I wish we had we are upgrading here at Total Blackness, but I wish we had our video features up and running right now. We got people up the block, around the corner. Ohio Means Job is packed. We have several food trucks out here that are selling food. The Freedom Block is the only nonprofit organization out here giving out food and giving out information. I'm loving this. I see a lot of black faces out here, a lot of elderly people. I see a lot of Ohioans out here exercising their rights. I don't care who you vote for. Get your funky ass up. Get out here today.
Right.
Get out here Tuesday and show them that you matter. Let's
make
America great for the one time. One time for the one time. So, yeah, it's beautiful out here. And the weather ain't too bad. So, I'm enjoying myself already.
Okay.
That's good. If you get a chance to get your hand on some of the issues that are on the table, if they're passing out any information on that, try to get it to us so we can let the people know what the issues are and what maybe they should be looking at when they're voting today. And that'll be some good information that we can pass along to our listeners that may be going out today in Bowdoin. All right. So
that'll
be something good we can do.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, what we're going to do, we're going to give Anton a chance to get settled and get everything together out there. And you guys remember, go out and vote. Okay, there are no excuses. This is the most historic election ever, and we need to get our voices heard. We're going to get into
this.
Right. We are the world, and we're going to come back in just a few minutes. Y'all hang on tight. Don't go nowhere.
True.
are together, together the blueprint. They touch the new sense. I'm locked in you in. My balls are like all the lost, a real man. Battle was moved in. We heard there be no sleep. We get it in. Venom is purple, can't regulate. Melanin, celebrate for the dub. Oh, shit, just get offended. Ride my little bus on the love. Say I did it. You really don't want it. Red clay, nigga, cross you. Blood, fly, shots, don't ride no white on. Have a half not, they got to be on. Got to be real, love. I don't want it. That freedom is the best of my own. Do the same, not to be on it.
I'm happy. Let me tell you why. Cause this is the only fucking shit that gets black people together. This is the only fucking thing that gets black people to fucking stand up to fucking together. You ever notice the cops just shot a nigga? And everybody in the street together, gangs coming together. But just last week, the same niggas that's coming together now was just bragging about how our city the murder capital. Oh, nigga, my city. Murder capital, nigga, go check the stats, nigga, go check Google, nigga, my city's real, nigga, come to the murder capital. Just last week, niggas was fucking bragging about how the city the murder capital. You ever think about it? If a white nigga don't come kill us, we never come together, nigga. Never.
Because it's a serious time now,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like Tweety said, this is the biggest election since the election started, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you know, I want your voice to be heard, you know what I'm saying? And I know you want your voice to be heard, so get out there and vote and make your voice heard, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. And I'm interested to see how this thing is going to go, because it has been up and down, Biden 1 minute,
yeah.
Trump the next. Trump 1 minute, Biden the next.
Right. It's just a seesaw.
Neck and neck. Yeah, they have been neck and neck, and this is a big one, you guys. This is one of the hard choices that we're gonna have to make for 2020. And righteously, I'm ready for 2020 to be over with. I am just so dumb with it.
We two months into it being over, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm pretty confident, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty confident that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get over this pandemic, you know what I'm saying? America is going to get somewhat back to normal in 2021, you know what I'm saying? So we all just down here plotting and waiting, you know what I'm saying? We plotting and waiting. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think more of our people especially are getting into politics and looking into policies and issues and things that we need so that we can change things for us
right.
In the way that they are going. So that is a plus always. You know, we expressed before about how important it is to take the census, because you got to be counted. If you're not counting,
right.
Then you can't be upset about the child not having books that they need, the curriculum not being up to point as it should be, because you
right.
have to count.
Right.
So you got to remember.
Right.
You can't get mad
that your child ain't getting free lunch because you didn't fill out the census form. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
right.
all that goes with it. You know what I'm saying?
It
with
does.
The education, with as a matter of fact, it goes all the way down to even how these children get to school, the transportation. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
If you ain't filling out the census form, you're not gonna be counted for none of that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
Shit, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to
yeah.
do it. True.
It's a must. It's a must. And I don't know why our people are so afraid of the census. The census is not gonna bite you. I'm telling you, our people is something else. It is not gonna bite you. I promise
right.
you, it takes less than 10 minutes to fill that thing out, and you'll go down to the Job and Family Services and fill out the long application for the food stamp. So go ahead and
right.
fill it out for the census and be through with it.
right. You know what I'm saying? I think Black Americans are so scared that, you know, when white people come to your doorstep, you know what I'm saying, there's always got to be about some bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But when them folks mm-hmm. come, you know what I'm saying, they come in the name of, you know what I'm saying, you getting on the books, you see what I'm saying? In other words, that's basically what they saying. If you don't sign the census paper, you not on the books. You don't even count. Nobody knows you.
That's right.
You're nobody, you know what I'm saying? So please fill
that's
out
right.
your census forms, people. You know what I'm saying? Please. That's
yeah,
right.
Get out there and do that too, because that is important as well. Okay, you guys, I'm going to give you these locations again. You got two parties in two cities, Toledo, Ohio. At Ohio means Job Early Voting Center. That's at 1301 Monroe Street in Toledo, Ohio. Also in Akron, Ohio, at Summit County Board of Elections. And that's at 470 Grant Street in Akron, Ohio. So you guys make sure you get to those voting places and you vote and get involved in some of those activities. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a good time.
Right.
It's a time to have a good time and do a good thing at the same time. So you can't beat that. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? You got
that's
food
right.
trucks out there. You can get free food. You got a live DJ. I know they putting it down out there. So
go
out there.
They
got
to be getting in.
Yeah,
they
you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, for real.
You got nothing to lose. Yeah.
For real.
So you guys, we're going to get into some more music here, and we're going to come back in just a minute. So you guys hang on tight. Don't go nowhere. We're going to get into some of this night party.
Snipe on that beat. This how it's going down. We were about a damn thing. Smoking, drinking, vibes in another lane. Ooh, riding 285. Catch me pushing up the domain. Me and my girls in the spot. We got the fellas checking for us all night. You know we always stay fly. Y'all better come top flight.
We got all night. We gonna get it popping.
A big old butt.
Say what?
Erica got a big old butt.
Say what?
And they all just rubbing the blood.
Hell yeah.
Just get started, lift off to a flight.
To a flight.
Ain't no discussion, we getting right.
Getting right.
Toasting these bottles with a bottle.
With a bottle.
Shorty on fleek like a model.
Good.
Throwing back drinks like a cowboy.
Throw back.
Said smoke you wild and sit you down, boy.
Wow.
Loving the challenge and it's all fun.
And it's all fun.
Harding on end to the next morning.
Never end.
We got all night. We gonna get. It ain't gonna stop. Oh, it's a matter of what you like. You came here to party. My girls take flight, cause it's a matter.
Uncle P, I'm this motherfucker.
ass on bounce. You see the bottles popping and the leash can't count. We getting to the money, put your hands in the air. Everybody getting leash, you can see it everywhere. I'm in the corner of the club and you know I'm sitting low in the VIP. Girl don't go. When she going in on me, everybody wanna know. It ain't nobody baby, don't nobody need to know.
Alabama. Niggas think they potheads, just ready to burn the poster. Smoking that Luferigno, mean green with a strong odor. All it take is one hit, guarantee you won't be sober. Killing that bullshit like Kyrie, running Delaware Dover. ACL, y'all had a hell of a run, it's coming to its closure. Columbus coming to claim Georgia, move the fuck over. All these niggas in tight pants, turning up with the same image. I'm enraged, I feel like Renegade. How the fuck they let these lanes in it? What I ask the streets, what happened to the seat? These niggas rapping sweet, no limit to my artistry. I'm masterpiece with this masterpiece. A lot of niggas is nice, I'm way better. That's just how it is, I'm cold. Having Mr. Mayweather, more than Pacquiao did. Holla at the kid, philosophical hooper hustler. Baby mama fucker, the Buddha lover. Stay blind on that hover bubble, it's like that. They beat like Tina Turner, I watch me fight that. You try to throw me like anime in a liminal way that we fight back, they bounce that. Roy, Chris, Brandon, Brandon, German, just send out an influence of the tree. We all gifted, it's like Christmas around this motherfucker. We ain't like these other suckers, we really snapping. Bunch of niggas getting rich off of Mike. We like the Jackson, get your ass to the back, my nigga, if you ain't about action. Cause that's what we really need, boy, we out here lacking. Look, they killing our brothers, women, even our children. We need less arguments and more constructive building. I love my people, I'm out here rapping for all y'all. Throw my arms straight up and I make sure that my fist ball just race.
I ain't shouting out no nigga fucking name but mine. Nigga got beef like a pool game, better aim the nine. You see the real back like it came with spines. Put a dollar on his head, bet that changes mind. See the boy cold, look at me, you need snow goggles. Got a bad bitch, she twist blunts, that's a role model. I ain't really got a team, cuz niggas scared to pick me up like a broke bottle. Small shit, I don't sweat it, peel off in the caddy. White coat like a medic in the booth, I'm good like white people credit. Hit the blunt two times and pass it down like it's genetic. These niggas rapping like they nice inside, cause my future clearer than a Sprite. Plus I'm just keeping shit cool. That's where I gotta be the ice. That's where I gotta be. That's where I gotta be. I mean, who the fuck hot as me? I got the will and the can. I mean, who fucking with Dominique? Heavy bands, I mean, who fucking with Tommy Lee? Being broke ain't a joke, my life a comedy. Just give me a little room, cause even stars need space, that's astronomy. Cause when the whip slow down and you hear that slow jam, niggas better get low to the ground like Bobby V.
Right, you guys, that was Team Aloysius with the first cipher. I actually have three ciphers.
Wow.
Team Aloysius. Yeah. And they're
them Bama boys is rapping their ass off. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about
rapping.
For real, man. The Team Aloysius, you know what I'm talking about? Trill, you know what I'm saying?
Baby.
I like ciphers. I like ciphers like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the ciphers where it's a bunch of gun slinging and dope dealing and pistol toting and you know what I'm saying? I don't like them type of ciphers. You know what I'm saying? I like them ciphers that you just play, you know what I'm saying, where they, you know, getting off real lyrics and real metaphors and real punchlines. You know what I'm saying? So I like that shit.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys some facts for the Ohio voting is concerned. The time for registration has passed. So if you haven't registered, then you done missed out on that. The absentee ballot, to request the absentee ballot, today was the last day at 12 p.m. So, again, if you didn't get a chance to do that either, then you done missed out on that, and you're going to have to go and vote. You just don't have to go because you missed it.
Right.
Yeah. So those are the things that you guys need to know. And it sounds like Anton is back. What's going on out there, Anton?
We have so many beautiful people out here at Ohio Means Job. You hear that in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Freedom Block.
Feel free. But they honoring another.
Yeah, they're announcing us right now. The Freedom Block is definitely out here giving out free food, doing JoJo's,
I'm about to start sending these tickets out to these people. But, yes, it is so beautiful. I just went live to show y'all all these beautiful Ohioans out here exercising their rights. I was kind of tired this morning, but I'm kind of hyped up now. Kind of trill out here, bro. Trying to tell y'all. So, if we win or lose, I'm glad that we have so many people. They said that was going to sit it out. That's going to be here. Yes, sir. I'm giving them out. I got you right now. Y'all, let me check back out because I got some people who want some tickets for this free food out here.
Okay. All right. We'll check back with Anton, you guys, in a little bit. I want to tell you some more about this voting. Now, if you want to vote by mail, and it's a secure and popular method of voting, your ballot must be postmarked by November the 2nd, okay, the day before election. You also must attach your own postage. So you need to know you need to have your own stamp when you get ready to mail your vote in. And you should mail your ballot as soon as possible because the back and forth could mean four trips through the mail. And the U.S. Postal Service estimates that it would take between 2 to 5 days to deliver each way, okay? So you guys just need to keep all of that stuff in mind when you get ready to vote and all of that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So these things are important to remember. You know, you guys, it's important to remember when you're going in to vote. And we want everybody to vote. We want everybody to vote, y'all. I don't care. Get out there and do it. You just need to do it.
Right.
And if you don't have a dog in the fight for the presidential election, get out there and vote for your local people because those are the people that you should look to for things that you need in your communities. So you need to check out the issues that's going on and what's on the table for your community and get on that. Okay, guys, this is important.
Right.
So make sure you do that. And Anton is live at Ohio Means Job in Toledo, Ohio, 1301 Monroe Street. You guys get out there. They have a live DJ, and they have free food. JoJo's food truck is out there, and he's giving away free food. I understand there are other vendors that are out there, but I know the Freedom Block is hosting an event, and everything with the Freedom Block is free. So y'all go out and find the Freedom Block.
Right. Hey, look, you ain't got to have no money. You ain't got to have no money. They're not asking for no money. All they want is your vote. They want you to be counted for. You know what I'm saying? So please get out there to the Freedom Block. You know what I'm saying? They got a live DJ spinning the sounds. They got free food out there for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what better party can you have with free food and a live DJ? You know what I'm saying? Like for real. You know what I'm talking about? It's got to be a party.
You know?
So get out there to the Freedom Block. You know what I'm saying? Because they doing it. You know what I'm talking
That's what I'm talking about. All right, now we finna listen to some of these other people to tell y'all why they going to vote. And we're going to come back and chat a little more. So don't y'all go nowhere.
My name is Key Norwood. I live in Washington State. I'm here to talk to you about why it's important to vote. First, our ancestors sacrificed their blood, sweat, and tears to get us the right to vote. It's our responsibility to honor all that our ancestors have sacrificed for us. They want us to believe our votes don't count, but they do count, and that's why they do everything in their power to prevent us from voting. If you're seeking change, it has to start within yourself. You have a civic duty to vote for your household and your communities. It starts within our local government. It's important that we put people in office who are going to fight for us. If we want change within our systems, then we have to vote. In order to get that change, we have to research folks running for office to know who we are voting for representing us in the Black community. It's important to check their records and not go off of their campaign messages. Action speaks louder than words. Get out there and vote. Honor your ancestors. Continue the path that they were on to make a better life for the Black community. We have to take what's ours and stop sitting around complaining about how nothing's going to change, our votes don't count. We are the change, just like our ancestors were. Get out there and vote and make America great for the Black community.
Voting is important because you have the power to decide on the quality of life you want for yourself and future generations. Voting is your chance to stand up for issues that you care about. Elections are decided by the people who go out and vote. If you don't vote, someone else will make that decision for you. The power is in your vote. So go out and vote, people.
What I have to say about voting is that voting was a privilege that was reluctantly given to us by those that are higher up than us. They didn't want us to be part of no change. They wanted things to stay the same. So now, it's time for a change. Get out, vote. Black people, please vote. We need to make a change. Things need to be changing in this country because as a black man and black woman in this country, we are slowly being killed. So make a change. Vote. May not be the best candidate for us, but he's better than the last person that's in there now. So vote. Use your right. Show them that we want a change. Show them that we mean we need a change. Vote.
Ooh, this is like a nice one because, you know, it's like a gut wrench when you hear people saying, well, the president ain't did this, ain't did that for us, all this. But then you ask them, did you go vote? Nah, I ain't up. You need to go vote. Because if you don't vote, you ain't got no voice at all. You ain't got no leg to stand on, so you just allowing anything to happen. They already showing us on commercials how many percentage of black people ain't even voted, and we still sitting around looking at these same numbers go higher. So you need to go vote and stop with the craziness. You know what I'm saying? We want change. We want a voice. We need to take action.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Ty Infamous. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's important to vote because your voice is important, man. You have to speak up for what you need and for what you want in life. So, yeah, it is important to vote. So use your right to vote and go do that 100.
At its core, voting is about distributing resources. Every day our tax dollars go into the government's pot, and then we rely on elected officials to determine where to spend that money. If we don't vote people into office who don't have our best interests and advocate for initiatives that support our daily livelihood, then we can't expect our tax dollars to be spent in our best interests. Being complacent is not an option. We can't afford not to vote. We must vote for issues that advance the well-being of our families and communities. We can't expect to win every vote, but if we don't vote, we can certainly expect to lose.
It's important to get out and vote, not only for president, but for representative in your state and also representative in your district. So let your voice be heard. Get on out there. A message from Secret Dimension Jovan.
You heard everybody. Go vote.
Working people, working hard.
Voting. So
And you know what? They're shortening up the times to make people go vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, sounds like we got Anton back. Anton, what's happening? Well, maybe we had him and now he's gone again. Okay. So all right. Let's see. On the day of
Joe knows the food truck, anything y'all want free. Joe knows, but all the food trucks are free.
Okay.
And I'm from the Freedom Block.
I'd say it was around the corner from you, next year closed up. Where are they at? Are they in another building?
Well, they're on Monroe, way out by the mall. They're putting up a new building, but he's doing the food truck until the building is up.
But he is going to have another.
Definitely.
Man, I'm just, this ticket is especially for JoJo's.
JoJo's, but all the trucks are free. So you can take it to either one of the trucks or grab another ticket, but all the trucks are free.
Okay.
So you can take your pick. Y'all out here working hard. Y'all definitely need to go over there. Here we go. Sorry about that, y'all. Y'all hear what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We loving it. You know what I'm saying? We just quiet as a turkey mouse. You know what I'm saying? We loving it. You
know
what I'm
talking
about? Get it in, Anton. Get it in.
That's right. Okay, you guys.
And I'm
definitely.
When I get off work, I'm taking time. So while we're talking, can we all please give me a quick reason why it's the best idea for us to vote in 2020?
Because we need a change, a different change. It's just to your own opinion. You know, to me, we need a change. I need a change.
I like the phrase better, but we need a dynamic transition.
A dynamic transition. Did y'all hear that?
Okay. Yeah. Dynamic transition.
Dynamic transition. Whoa.
Hey, I appreciate you for using the word swap out.
You see the back?
Yeah, they're running over people.
I'm talking about they live out there. They going live for real.
Yeah. You guys, everybody, Anton is at Ohio Means John in Toledo, Ohio, 1301 Monroe Street. They got blocked off. You understand me? It's going down over
right
there. Y'all need to go on out there and vote and have a good time. You got a live DJ. You got food trucks out there giving away free food. The Freedom Block is out there passing out literature and information you need to know. So get on over there. No,
they have a real block party
around the building right now. About to pass out these raffle tickets. Tuesday after the election, we'll be giving out gift cards to people with the raffle tickets. Right now, we're giving out free food at Ohio Means Jobs. So everybody, come on out, exercise your right to vote. We got some perks for you guys. No payment, no deterring you to vote for this way or that way. We just want you to exercise your right. But we do have incentive for you coming out and keeping it real with yourself and your community. JoJo's is set up. Tina Butch did a very good job at Ohio Means Jobs of setting things up for people to be able to come comfortably vote, safely vote, get in, get out, but still be fed information and something for the better.
Right.
Salute to her. Doing a good job out there.
Hey, look, they got a real block party going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about you hear, you know, people got block parties and block parties there and block parties there, but they have a real live block party going
like
on right
the
now.
Music, the barbecue, the fried chicken, the you name it, we got it. And I'm trying to tell you. And we tried to do that in all cities, and hopefully next election we can have this going on nationwide. But we do have some beautiful incentives out here for you to exercise your right to vote. Come out and show that you are a true patriot. And I don't mean one of them racist patriots. I mean like a patriot that says, I have a voice and our voices will be heard. I'm taking
indeed
a picture right now of a
officer
and a black dude
Black folks.
I'm going to try to get the Freedom Block down
like
here.
Like barbecue too.
I'm gonna try to get the Freedom Block down here. so they could, you know what I'm saying, feast on some of this good fried chicken that we got down here, you know what I'm saying, some of this good scrimp and fish, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm going to get the freedom block down here next year, you know what I'm talking about, Trill, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Come get some of this good Gulf Coast seafood, you know what I'm saying, for real.
And we're going to make that happen
because one beautiful thing about these Black-led organizing collaboratives that do care, they are putting money into us, going out into the community, different states, and training our brothers and sisters to train other brothers and sisters, to enlighten each other, to bring each other up out of ignorance, out of poverty, poverty mindset, and we're going to get there, especially
right.
with me in it. If with me in it, I know we're going to get there. So, we will be there. If not, you know, by this year, by the next election, next year, the year after. So we definitely is going to make that happen because one thing for sure, two for certain, we a fucking family around here. And we're going to rock
right.
like that.
Right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, you guys, we're going to get into some of this Duck City Music Cypher, and we're going to come back and give y'all some more information. We're going to check back in with Anton and see what's happening on the ground at Ohio Means Job in Toledo, Ohio, 1301
yeah.
Low Street. You guys go over there, check them out. The Freedom Block is doing their thing. All right? They going to take us nowhere.
Yo, more cash, less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These blocks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilation. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hands out while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bending knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend, rock him. Came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Very apparent when he kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. My era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I steal his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't the dig 'em smack, you smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters, where that Draco went? It's not BET, but bet we got that hip-hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger, dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island, yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-ass cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap, I have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where the calling cat.
The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
Cash your damn vote today. Then that's my freestyle for y'all.
Okay. That's what's up.
I was just now, trying to say that that in the cut and CSJ Duck City Freestyle, that was one of the ones that I brought to Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? So salute the JIT, you know what I'm saying? And I put that freestyle on a mixtape that I done called The Package. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my
so,
God.
Hey, you gonna hear more of CSJ and In The Cut, you know what I'm saying? Because Duck City music be rocking, you know what I'm saying? For
Duck
real.
Duck City music is the truth. I give pop where pop do. Your music
yeah.
does not be playing on the microphone. You understand me? I fuck with them heavy. And they ain't just talking about bullshit. You know, people be rapping,
right.
talking about bullshit. But but they really
right.
playing their song. So salute and shout out to Duck City Music. Y'all follow them and go over to DuckCityMusic.com and check them out because
yeah,
them boys
yeah.
be on it. And happy birthday to Dick Chronicles, Grind Hard Radio. Yeah, baby.
Hey.
Turn up.
You know what I'm saying? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big salute. Jit probably
big
got him a nice drinky drink.
Oh, man. Look. Hey, the other night when we was on the air, you know what I'm saying? He was getting so turned up. You know what I'm saying? Man, we had a ball the other night, man. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Jit Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
Black Larry King in full effect. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? And wish you many more. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Okay, y'all. Now, some more voting facts. We're going to get into some more voting facts. If you're planning on voting on Election Day, and that will happen at polling locations based on where voters live, okay?
Right.
Because of the pandemic,
right.
it is possible that polling locations could move from where you're accustomed to, so you need to be checking. You know, frequently, you know, since this COVID stuff, everything is up in the air. We don't really know if we're going or coming. So make sure you always
right.
check the facts and see where you're supposed to be going to vote. Okay? And the polls are going to open at 6:30 a.m. And they're going to close at 7:30 p.m.
So you got to be up early.
Okay.
You got to be up early,
yeah.
early. The early bird gets
yes.
the worm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so get your ass up early and go down to the polls, you know what I'm saying? And make your vote count. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's right.
Trill.
For real. Now, it's going to close at 7:30 p.m., y'all. But if you are already in line when that deadline time hits, Ohio law requires that you are allowed to vote as long as you're in
right.
that line. So,
right.
It doesn't matter if
right.
7:30 hit and you in that line, you still got a right to vote. So you stay right there
right.
until you can.
You in that line?
Vote.
Yeah. And it could run into, you know what I'm saying, like the line could be so long after 7:30, you know what I'm saying? It could stretch anywhere between 8, 9, 10, or 11 o'clock, depending on how long the line is. You know what I'm saying? But just stay in that line. Don't get out of line. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait till 7:30 come and be like, oh, no, I can't vote, and then leave. No, stay your ass in that line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real.
For real. Okay, now, something else back y'all need to know. If you have requested an absentee ballot and then you show up to vote in person on election day, you will be required to vote provisionally. And your
right.
your ballot will eventually be counted. So you need to make
right.
up your mind what you're going to do and how you're going to vote, because that's what you need to stick to if you want your vote to be sure enough counted. So
right.
when
right.
you get there, you need
right.
to have a picture ID. And you need to be up-to-date ID. You don't need to be coming in there with no ID that you know you ain't going to buy no cigarettes, no liquor, nothing else with. You need to come in there
with no ID from 1979 or some shit. No, it needs to be an up-to-date
right.
identification. You know what I'm saying?
Because, right.
you know, IDs are updated every, what, 3-4 years or some shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be an updated ID. For
that's
real,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they ain't going to pay no attention if it's not up to date.
They have the, they have the verify IDs, the new with the gold seal on them.
Right.
I don't know
right.
How well that will work, but yeah, they are updating the IDs. I don't know if that's for our benefit or theirs, but that is something
I think
that they
I
are
think
working
it's for
on.
Benefit. It's for their benefit. You know what I'm saying? To keep
you
up with everybody. I said it's for their benefit to keep up with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a possibility. Okay,
yeah.
You can also use a military ID. You can use a military ID to go and vote.
Right.
That is also
right.
Something that is acceptable. A photo ID issued by the United States government or the state of Ohio that contains your name, current address, and that has not passed its expiration. That's what we just got through talking about. It can't be expired.
Right.
It got to be up to date. Okay?
Right.
An original
right.
Or a copy of a current utility bill, a bank statement, a government check, paycheck, or other document with your name and present address is also good. Okay? So those
right.
Are things that you need to know, that you need to have with you when you go up there to vote, and make sure you have those things with you, because you know you need them. So have them with you when you go up
right.
And vote. All
right? Right. And so there's no more excuses. There's no more excuses.
Right.
There are ways to get around voting, just like there are loopholes when it comes to banking and insurance and all the other types of businesses. You know what I'm saying? There is no excuse for you not to make your vote count. You know what I'm saying? Get in there and vote. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have all the criteria that you need. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, there's plenty of ways to get around this voting situation. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of ways to make your vote count. You know what I'm saying? So make your vote count, man. Get out there and vote. You know what I'm saying? For real. Everybody, hey,
okay.
Shout out to everybody that's out there at the Freedom, you know what I'm saying, blast, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
At both locations. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
that's
you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that's
you
right.
Are getting your voice heard. You know what I'm saying? For real.
That's right.
Trill.
And that's important. To get out there and get your voice heard. I'm going to give y'all those locations again. Akron, Ohio, Summit County Board of Election, 470 Grant Street in Akron, Ohio. Ohio means Jobs Early Vote Center, 1301 Monroe Street in Toledo, Ohio. It's going up in those two cities, early voting.
Right.
So, y'all need to
right.
Check them out and
yeah.
See what's
for
happening
real.
Out there. But from my understanding, it is going up.
It's going down.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey, I'm telling you, Anton is getting beat up out there by that crowd. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what it takes. You know what I'm saying? That's what it takes.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying? For everybody to get out and get your voice heard, you know what I'm saying, and vote. You know what I'm saying? It's real important. It's real crucial at this point. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, even though we got two presidential candidates that, you know, personally, we don't think they're about shit. You know what I'm saying? But you got to choose one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know
right.
What I'm saying? You got to choose
right.
One of them. You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
I don't care which
you know,
one you choose. Just get out here and make
I
a choice.
I think I'm voting green. I'm going to vote green this year.
Are you going
or,
green?
Yeah. Save the planet.
Tweety's going green. Save the planet. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that.
For real.
Well, I'm voting purple.
Okay.
I'm voting purple. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm all purple everything. All purple everything.
No,
purple
no,
juice, purple
no,
drink,
no,
purple smoke.
Devil's advocate, when the lady was going nuts, she was saying, I think we should go back to the green. So I think we should go back to the green.
Okay, you
wrong,
know what I'm saying?
We left the green. Okay,
yeah.
You guys. Something you should know about after you cast your votes on November 3rd. It is possible that we will not, I'm quite sure we won't have the results November 3rd.
Right.
They have specified that does not mean that anything is wrong with the voting process, simply that states are following the law, okay? And Ohio Elections Board will start their official canvas of results on November the 14th, okay, you guys?
Right.
And they will complete them by November the 18th, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So after you cast the votes on the 3rd, we got a little process that's going to happen here. That doesn't mean that something is wrong with the voting process. It's simply that the states are following the law, it says.
Right.
And
They're spending 4 days to tally up the votes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you already know it's going to be a recount situation in some of these states. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to demand a recount.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, these votes ain't coming up right. We need a recount.
Right. Absolutely. When the results start to come in November, the first numbers that you see, that will be from the early and the absentee ballot. Those numbers will not be from the day of the actual election.
Right.
So the first numbers you see will be everybody that did the absentee and the early voting. So, you know, there'll still be a whole lot of more numbers to come in. So I'm just trying to, you know, give y'all a familiarity with the process.
Right.
Think that, the election been rigged, something going on. No, this is a process. Everything in life is a process. So give them the due process. But now, if it go to taking too long, somebody need to be saying something.
Right.
Yeah. And,
no, right.
So, okay, you guys, I just wanted to give you all those facts, and we have really enjoyed spending this time with you guys on Total Blackness on this good Saturday for everybody to get out and vote. And Anton has been live. You guys get over there to Ohio, means Jog, Toledo, Ohio, 1301 Monroe Street. There are food trucks, live DJs, a lot of literature and information about blackness. So you might want to get over check that out. And I don't know, I've enjoyed the show, and I've had a good time. And we're going to invite you all to come back again next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Right, when things will be a little bit more settled down and we'll be able to have a decent discussion. Yeah. And so we're going to get out of here, you guys, and we'll see you next Saturday.
All right. Right on.
Right on.